talk about something this morning. Perhaps you're aware, if you're on the WSW Facebook page, because you, Dave Bauer, put a nice picture up of something that is now brand new to adorn the, I don't know, is it going to be on the desk out front of our, in our lobby?
I promised that I would put it up front with our two national awards that we received. One more piece of crystal to adorn the front desk.
This is a very local award that we're very proud to talk about, and of course for our listeners too, because it's one of those awards you help us achieve.
Yes, well, we received last night the All Area Arts Award, and very pleased. It's just a pleasant evening they had. It was down at the Saginaw Arts Museum and all put together by Marcia and Nancy at the Saginaw Arts and Enrichment Commission, and Vortex Jazz and Blues Band Entertaining, and then a call to celebrate by a young man, a high school student by the name of Lionel L.J. Baldwin II, wailing away on a saxophone. He Ooh. Just makes that thing talk. He did a fantastic job. But there are 11 different individuals or groups who were nominated for an award last night, and four were presented. And first of all, I'd like to say thank you to Linda McGee from Wildfire Credit Union, who invited me to join her and Dan and their other guests at their table last night and had a pleasant evening, an enjoyable conversation. And Alpha Media was recognized and its prior station owners for having provided decades of continuous in-kind support for arts organizations, entertainment facilities, and individuals involved in the arts. The four diverse stations provide news coverage, talk show interviews, opportunities, public service announcements, promotional messages, remotes, and much more. It was a lengthy list of things, and they mentioned our two national awards, and I pointed out that one of those national awards we won included one part of the elements of that was the Saginaw Celebrate Summer, which was something on their behalf. The other thing I pointed out is if they haven't visited our building lately, that we have art in our building, Art Lewis. I thank them for the award, but I said basically we're the conduit that the people in the community and all these groups provide us great content, because they do fabulous work in our Great Lakes Bay region. So they all are to be complimented. All 11 deserve to win an award. Only four were given. And what I really was pleased to see went to Charles Chuck Hoover. Chuck has dedicated his life to history and culture, becoming the driving force behind the Voyagers Reenactor Program, providing oral history performances and historical song and dance to people throughout Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Ontario. And he served as director of the Saginaw County Historical Society and Castle Museum, and was selected to coordinate a program for the celebration of Detroit's 300th anniversary. And another one that was really deserving, and the crowd really appreciated her winning one, Damona Reed. Damona has served the youth of Saginaw and beyond as a music teacher in multiple districts for more than 40 years, teaching piano and vocal coaching in her own studio, volunteering her time teaching music and choir to at-risk youth during summer vacations, providing free concerts and scholarships for music training. She's dedicated her life to enriching people's lives through song and piano. And finally, one person who came prepared and gave an inspiring talk and shared her enthusiasm for the arts and appreciation for the arts, Amy Spatafore, the managing director of Pitt and Balcony Theater. Amy has proven to be a strong leader in the Saginaw community and beyond. As a founding member of the ACE Collaborative and a graduate of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs Rising Leaders Program, Amy strives to bring arts organizations and the community together to make a positive social change, which I'm sure she will do for a long time to come if we can keep her here in Saginaw.
She's got a lot of talent.
Yeah, that's for sure. It was just a beautiful evening down, and it was going to be in the garden, but they moved it inside.
Oh,
thankfully.
Oh.
It was a little steamy last night.
Yeah, it would have got that way. Well, that's very nice. Nice to know that it was happening this year, as last year couldn't happen in person because mm-hmm. of the pandemic, so it was back mm-hmm. to being an in-person event. Yeah. And wow, well, we are pleased to be recognized. And as you said, you're right. I mean, we're the conduit. We talk about all those things that goes on that all those organizations do.
And some of the talent that we get here go on to do great things. I had an opportunity last night to meet in person Mary James. Mary is a mother of Brian Darcy James.
Yeah.
And Brian Darcy, as you recall, you saw him performing at the Memorial Day National Concert and doing a fabulous job in Broadway and everything else that he does. So just a lot of good things happen in Saginaw, and we like to talk about them when we can.
Yeah, and our listeners, we thank you too, because we talk about those events that are going on and the organizations that host those events, and you attend, and you make them successful and make them possible to continue on. So everybody, an award winner this morning, we might get the recognition, but we certainly are appreciative of your involvement as well.